Republican County Board Member Josh Barnett has announced his candidacy for Bloomington Alderman, serving only part of his county board term. If elected, he'll be representing Ward 8 in the city. Barnett says he wants to have more direct constituent contact and action than happens on the county board.
Right now, for instance, I get phone calls sometimes from constituents who say, hey, I've got a question about garbage pickup. I've got a complaint about bulk waste. I've got an issue with a pothole in front of my street. And more often than not, all of those questions, actually, I have to say, you know, those are city issues, and I'm happy to help connect you to the city, but really you want to contact the city staff, or you want to contact your alderman about those issues. So this would allow me to be able to maybe help out in some of those issues in a more direct way.
If elected, would you be serving the entire term, as you're not going to be serving the entire term for county board, or would you seek another office, say mayor?
Say mayor of Bloomington? Well, I think that I would be very excited to be able to serve a full term on the city council.
Do you harbor ambitions?
I think right now what I'm focused on is running for city council and being able to serve as alderman in Ward 8. If another day down the road, another opportunity opened up, I mean, that'd be exciting and that'd be something to talk about. But right now, my passion would be serving the folks of Ward 8.
What did you pick up on county board that will be useful at the council level?
One of the great things that the county board does is it, even though it is a partisan organization, it operates very much so like it is nonpartisan. You see often with various issues that may come up, folks reaching across the aisle and working together. George Gordon, who's a dear friend of mine, he's a Democrat. He's very fond of saying that there is very rarely a partisan vote that goes down along party lines on the county board. I think that type of collaboration and working together across the aisle is what's needed at the city council. You can see that in some of the dysfunction that exists there right now. There's a need for some bridge building, I believe, on the city council.
What is the pulse of Ward 8?
I think Ward 8 generally is a more conservative area of the city. Its voters certainly are more conservative in how they vote in elections. I think that the citizens of Ward 8, it's a bit of a diverse group. It does make up some more of our legacy neighborhoods along Mercer Avenue. It also goes out to the Grove subdivision on the far east side of Bloomington. And in the middle of that, there's a State Farm corporate headquarters as well as Eastland Mall. So it is a bit of a diverse area within the city. So there are lots of opportunities to represent some diverse groups of people within that.
You referred to dysfunction on the city council. Define that, what you see as dysfunctional, and how you would approach changing that.
Well, I think anyone who's tuned into a city council meeting, you know, in the last year or so, it's a very good chance you may have seen some aldermen or alderwomen arguing back and forth, maybe with the mayor. And it's unfortunate that those types of things have happened. I would hope that because of the good relationships I have with folks on the council right now, that I would be able to be a bridge builder and to help move the city forward in some of those areas where there's been issues and problems.
All public servants start with the good intention of serving and getting along with their fellow office holders. What do you think went wrong despite those good intentions, and what stylistically or in a matter of communication would have to change for you to avoid falling into the same reactive, as you put it, dysfunction?
Sure. I think collaboration and being able to work with people whose views you may not necessarily share or agree with comes first and foremost from understanding them as a person, as a human being, and being able to sit down and have coffee with them and really get to know them and get to know the issues that they're passionate about and why it is that they care about those issues and why they have the viewpoint that they do.
Is there a particular problem center on the council that creates the dysfunction or creates the breakdown in relationships?
I don't think so. I think everyone shares a little bit of the responsibility of that. Every single person on that council is elected to not only serve their ward but to serve the city as a whole and all of its citizens, and they all bear responsibility for that. I would hope that I would be able to, you know, come on board and work with some of those folks who are there to be able to make a positive difference and hopefully help change the climate of the council.
Josh Barnett, 8th Ward candidate for alderman in the city of Bloomington, the seat currently being held by Diana Hellman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the time.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.